Curious. It seems that there's someone new lounging by my pond. No, stay, sit, rest, I insist. I promise, I'm not upset. I just haven't seen anyone new around here in quite some time. It's not every day that someone as curious as you walks into the enchanted woods. The ones that do come here don't typically look like you. You're quite attractive, sweetheart. One would think that someone with a face like yours would be working in the city, having to fight the suitors off with a stick. What brings you out to the woods to rough it with the monsters like us? Well, you are always welcome. The woods invites all who can survive in it. Only time will tell if you'll actually thrive here. Well, I will say I'm glad you were able to make it to my pond. Don't judge the fact that it doesn't have a name yet too harshly. I've only taken ownership of it in the past few weeks. It takes quite a bit of time to come up with a catchy name for where you're going to be living. Unfortunately for you, you're not too far into the forest if you've only just reached me. I'm right at the beginning. Do you have an area that you're trying to get to? Yes. Ulfar's Hollow. There's an adorable little refuge for folks like you who have left society that way. Is that where you're headed, sweetheart? How interesting. Well, if you are looking for a guide or just don't want to travel alone, I was headed that ways anyway. I want to stock up on some supplies to build a proper house. Nesting in a cavern is comfortable, but I want to set up properly here. Set down my roots, you know? The food is delicious, and I'm close enough to the border that I get to talk with strangers like you. I've always wanted to make friends, but life as a Lamia is one of loneliness. Solitude is what is stressed to us at an early age. It's the only way to ensure our species' survival. It's why when I left, I made sure to find a place that had a lot of traffic. That's what attracted me to the Enchanted Woods in the first place. You can relate, can't you? Sometimes, it feels like the box we're placed in just doesn't feel right. You wanted to go out and explore something, and I always felt lonely, despite being told that this is how things are supposed to be. I think I realized I wasn't like other Lamias when I would get excited to talk to people. Hell, even speaking to you like this is going to be the highlight of my day, sweetheart. I moved myself to the edge of the forest for this exact reason. I wanted to get to know people, learn about the outside world. I'm so desperate to be part of it. But I know a Lamia like me just won't be accepted. Spending so much time alone with your own thoughts for company tends to get draining. It's nice to actually converse with someone, Have someone respond back? Well, I do get visitors from time to time. It was never enough for me. That's why I moved myself closer to the edge. I made myself right at home with this pond. What's wrong, sweetheart? Is something bothering you? Is my tail distracting you? Feeling the thick muscles start to weave around your ankles? My scales are cold to the touch, aren't they? Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. Just look into my eyes. Yeah, that's it. Aren't they pretty? Watching the blues start to swirl together. That sinking feeling you were starting to get has disappeared, hasn't it? That's good, sweetheart. I don't want to make you nervous. I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt you. You know that to be true. The way my tail is wrapping itself around your legs isn't scary. Doesn't even hurt. It feels kind of nice. The pressure from being squeezed as the muscles clench tightly against you. You could almost get lost in the sensation as you stare into my swirling eyes. You don't want to find Wolfhar's Hollow? If you were to find that place, that means you would have to leave me. Leave my pond. You won't get to keep staring deeply into my eyes. Feel my tail coiling around you. Layer upon layer being added, completely covering your body with my tail from the waist down. If you were to find Wolfhar's Hollow, you would have missed out on being coiled, sweetheart. You don't want to do that. Not when I've been so warm and welcoming to you, do you? My scales feel so good against your skin as my tail continues to wrap higher up your body. Arms resting at your sides, quickly joining your lower half. You like how it feels to be coiled, don't you, sweetheart? Being restrained so tightly as you continue to stare into my eyes. You don't want to leave this. You don't want to leave me. Staying means you get to continue to feel my scales around you. My tail squeezes you tightly, and another inch of your body is covered by me. It's all right, sweetheart. You want to stay here. Stay with me, don't you? Staying with me means that you found your place in this world with someone who wants you by her side. Why would you give all of that up just for Wolfhar's Hollow? Everything you want is right in front of you, isn't it? Squirming in my tail as as it quickly coils around your upper half, feeling the scales brush against your neck here and there. With your shoulders restrained neatly in my tail, you're completely wrapped up, aren't you? Can't break out of my brawny grasp despite your best attempts, so you settle for maintaining eye contact. My eyes continuing to swirl together, your own thoughts replaced with my words. It's all right, sweetheart. There's no reason for you to keep traveling deeper into the woods. You don't have a reason to leave me. The people at Wolfar's Hollow aren't going to know what to do with you, sweetheart. But me? I know very much how to take care of you, sweetheart. I'll make sure you forget all about the place that wants to take you from me. Now that I have you enveloped so tightly by my tail, I don't think I want to let you go. You don't want that either, do you? No. Why would you ever want to leave Alamia's embrace, sweetheart? You feel so safe here. So happy, so good. My scales shimmy against your skin, settling against you, causing goosebumps to start to form. Excitement starts to grow as you look at me. Mischievous glint in your eye. If I didn't know any better, I would say that there's some kind of plan brewing inside that head of yours. What are you thinking, sweetheart? Do you need something? Look at you, answering so honestly. I love that you feel that comfortable around me already, sweetheart. It's important for blossoming relationships to be built on trust and honesty. How else would I know what you want if you don't communicate it to me? For some reason, I thought that I might have left that all messed up when I was rearranging those thoughts of yours. Not that I mind. I think your bluntness is quite cute. I'm happy you can be so direct with me. Why don't you use your words and tell me what you need, sweetheart? It's the only way I'm going to know, right? Use those words and put that voice of yours to proper use. Tell me what you need.